The villagers decided as one that their home would no longer be known as Carrifamil, Family and Prosperity. From that day forward, it would be known as Cetus, landless, of no one clade, home to any who are blown as dust on the wind. Efriha lived there the rest of her days, and for the remainder of her nights, she held vigil atop the walls of Cetus, looking to the sea, and, some say, occasionally catching sight of a great fish, like an island in a midnight ocean, looking back at her with love.